welcome to this month's edition of Our Working Waterfront with yours truly, Chris Bricker, along with my co-hosts, our Port of Port Townsend's director, Aaron Berg, and Port Commissioner Pam Petronic. It's our monthly update on news and issues surrounding our vibrant maritime community. Our boatyard is one of the most unique places in the maritime world, considering that so many of its navigable tenants, great and small, have sailed, fished, and cruised our planet's vast waters for decades and decades. Boats of all kinds and artisans of all talents grace this 20-acre plot of ground throughout the seasons. As former Port Commissioner Bill Putney put it about the wooden boats residing here, put your hand on a wooden boat, do you feel it? The bones and the sinew placed skillfully, lovingly by craftsmen who understand the material intimately. In fact, just run your hand along any hull of any component and design, and you'll get that nonverbal connection with all things maritime. And speaking of maritime, 70,000 Washingtonians work in the maritime industry. And the demographics are changing. I think the average age is like 55, but that's changing. We're seeing it with our young artisans and apprentices. So it's pretty exciting. And we thought that we would sort of launch our Working Waterfront for 2022 with maybe a little bit of a recap of what this port is all about. How did all of this come into being? How did Port Townsend end up having this 20-acre plot of wonderful boat building and boat repair and wooden boat expertise?
Ironically, the history of ports in Washington state started with the railroads. And around the late 1800s, railroads were sweeping the nations, and all very large corporations and more land was being controlled by quote unquote the octopus of the railroad industry. And it became apparent that regulation was imperative. So in 1911, our state legislature, reacting against these large private railroad companies that were dominating docks and harbors on which our state's economy depended, they authorized local voters to create publicly owned and managed port districts. So local control was especially important because our local economy was dependent on that access to the water. So that takes us to Port Townsend. In 1924, the Port of Port Townsend was voted and established in Jefferson County. And I want to say that the mission of our port is to serve the citizens of Jefferson County by responsibly maintaining and developing property and facilities to promote sustainable economic growth, to provide community access, and protect and maintain our community resources and maritime heritage.
The history of Port Townsend goes way back to the speculative part of how the town was born after the indigenous population was pretty much kicked out. And then what happened as a Victorian seaport and all the rest of it. And there was a big promise of a railroad coming into the area. And that was one of the reasons for a lot of the speculative building and the Victorian structures that existed downtown.
Well, it was interesting to me, visiting with Commissioner Hasse here earlier this week. We were actually talking about port logos and appropriate sailboats that could be featured. Relevant to this conversation, though, was really these lumber schooners that were part of Port Townsend's, you know, historic seaport beginning, and the reason why they stopped here, which was, as I understood from her, the lack of reliable wind inland of Port Townsend. So we were really the first connection to the mainland where there was reliable wind for scheduled sailings. And that led to this sort of key city customs clearing designation in the mid-1800s, and then ultimately the dreams of railroad expansion. One other fun sort of historical tidbit, back on November 4th of 1924, our port district was formed by a yes vote of 690 folks to a no vote of 414. And the reason we're the port of Port Townsend is state law in 1924 required that we be named after our principal seaport. So for our friends who listen from Quilcene or District 3, that's why we're not the port of Jefferson County or the port of Quilcene. But in 1924, the principal seaport was Port Townsend, and state law required that we be named after it.
And the other thing that I think we need to remember is that boat building goes way, way back beyond the existence of even the port of Port Townsend or the seaport of Port Townsend. Boat building was part of the indigenous culture for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. So we have a heritage that goes way back, far beyond that. Pam, you wanted to talk a little bit about the government bodies that are overseen by the elected commissioners. Maybe you should go into that just to get a little bit of the structure.
Well, we have a 3-commission board with 4-year terms. And this year, we have 2 newly elected commissioners, with Commissioner Pete Henke reelected for his 3rd term and Commissioner Carol Hosse beginning her 1st year. And I have been on the commission for 2 years. I'm really grateful for each of us on the commission's deep connection and experience in our community, our small business background, our port connection, our Salish Sea connection, and all 3 of us are captains on our local waters and beyond. And I'm really hopeful and excited to help create a great team with open and effective communication, as well as a welcoming and productive place for all of us to work and enjoy. Along with our commission, our port is really supported of, by, and for the people. And I'm grateful for many active volunteer citizens contributing their time and expertise in many positive ways. Citizen participation is a treasure chest. I get to work with gemstones in our community, leadership that helps in many ways and has helped throughout the years. And this year, for example, of 2022, already starting out, working with Pete Langley of PT Foundry, who's helping take the lead on creating a pilot project for exploring ways to recycle derelict boats that come into the port. Working with Jeff Kellity of the Jefferson County Moorage Tenants Union, who's helping take the lead on a clean vessel grant application to provide funding for our current pump out facilities, as well as a new mobile pump out facility. Want to give a big shout out to Charlie and Liz Kineski for their leadership in port commission campaigns. Besides individuals, there's different groups like a weekly marine trades advisory group meeting weekly to share their business and leadership with individual commissioners and port staff. So I have a few inspirational quotes for citizen participation and all of us working together. So from Abraham Lincoln, democracy is government of, by, and for the people. From Ralph Nader, there cannot be daily democracy without daily citizenship. And from Archibald MacLeish, democracy is never a thing done. Democracy is always something that a nation / people must be doing.
Well, from Abraham, Ralph, and Archibald, those are really, really important things for us to remember these days. So thanks for those.
Well, and Chris, kind of back to structure. So it's clear I work for 3 captains. And I only chuckle because, you know, there's only one captain on a ship for a reason. But the way the structure of the port is, and really all ports, almost all ports in Washington State, is operated by either 3 or 5 elected commissioners. Most of them are 3 commissioners. And then there's 1 executive director. And you know, our roles are critically important. So the commissioners, you know, their primary focus is really the big picture policy, strategic direction of the port. They're out in the community every day of the week listening to folks. They're the closest ear to the people. And their policy direction then is what is reflected by the people in the community who elected them. On the flip side, my job on the staff front is to lead the team of employees at the port who run the port every day of the week and whose mission is to carry out the policy that's been expressed by the Port Commission. They're all very important roles. And one of the key pieces here at the Port of Port Townsend is that we've got strong strategic vertical alignment between all of the parties. So the community with interests in the port, the commissioners who lead the port, the staff who run the port, and all of our port tenants and engaged community members who really care about the port. And we've got some clear direction and we're moving in that direction. And I would say, you know, there is never an organization more powerful than one that is strategically aligned within its own structure. So I'd say look for these next few years in particular with the strong winds of the IDD levy, with newly elected commissioners, with clear direction. You're going to see a lot of activity here as we address some significant issues that have been out there for a long time, but all laser focused on things like generational viability of the boatyard that represents, you know, about a fifth of the economic activity in all of Jefferson County. I mean, it's a huge contributor to straight up economics, but maybe even more importantly, it is very much part of the fabric of the community. So the community identity and culture and all of this maritime heritage, none of it happens without marine trades. And that really doesn't happen without the port effectively doing its part in providing those facilities where the marine trades people work.
And the synergy of everyone involved, you as a port director, and then Eric as the deputy director, Eric Taves, and then Matt Klontz just came on as the project director, plus the commissioners and the relationship with the tenants in the boatyard and all of the businesses is pretty impressive, I must say, from a person from the outside looking in.
And something fun we're doing is boatyard tours. We have been taking city, county, PUD, administrative, and electeds, and even high school students from the Port Townsend Maritime Academy on boatyard tours. We get to interact with the shipwrights and their sharing of their enthusiasm, their knowledge, and their camaraderie. We're working towards creating a regular schedule that anyone in our community can sign up for a boatyard tour.
And if you don't want to wait for that, just send me an email, aaron@portofpt.com, aaron@portofpt.com. And I'll be happy. We'll pull a commissioner in. We'll always go for a walkabout in the boatyard, show you what's happening. We're happy to talk about projects. You know, there are some complex issues related to running, operating, and imagining a generationally viable future for this place. And to the extent people are just curious about what's going on or really interested in understanding some of the complex issues that we're sorting through ourselves, you know, we are happy to give those tours and have those discussions.
The Maritime Academy students and Pam and Aaron and all of the artisans that participated in talking to the students. And that was really a gem of a tour. And I want to thank you for doing that. If that's any taste of what it might be like for someone to give Aaron a ring or give Pam a ring to say, let's do a tour. I've got a group. Let's do it. You won't be disappointed, folks.
Again, reinforcing the importance of active citizen engagement, you know, not just important here at the Port of Port Townsend, but going back to what Commissioner Petronic said at the beginning, you know, the very basis of the founding of ports and the passage of the Ports Act in 1911, you know, Washington State has more ports than any other state in our nation. And that fundamental underpinning was public ownership of critical infrastructure that benefits us all with active citizen engagement and management of how it's used. You are not unique. You know, we're fulfilling the mission that started way back in 1911 with regard to all these ports and important assets in Washington State and wanting to continue that here in Port Townsend today.
working closely with activities that the Jamestown Tsklallam tribe and some of the other tribes are doing within the peninsula here. And then finding ways of connecting up with the different enterprises and businesses that are connected with the tribes as well.
Commercial crab season is starting, so we should expect a full boat ramp happening this weekend. I know commercial crabbing has already started out on the coast.
Yeah, and that's another one. If you're you know, out and about for a drive, you know, whenever there's any opening, you see the parking lot here at Boat Haven and the roads all around us completely chock-a-block full of truck and trailer combinations when the fleet's out fishing. And the commercial, the tribal crabbing opening is particularly interesting because there are so many tribes that fish Port Townsend Bay as part of their usual and the custom fishing area that we see people from, you know, Lummi, we see people from Skagit, Swinomish, obviously our Tsklallam tribes here, Tulalip. I mean, we've got, it's really a meeting of tribal communities that comes to Port Townsend Bay to fish crab, and a lot of it centered right here at Boat Haven at the ramp.
Doing business with the port. And I thought, Aaron, before we close up, maybe you could kind of summarize that for us.
You know, really, there's probably three categories, which is if you want to get moorage, you know, use the RV park, haul a boat, you know, you're calling our moorage and yard offices. Best way probably to start there is 385-6211. Secondly, if you want to become a port tenant, rent a building, start a business. Now that's going to begin here at port headquarters with a conversation with Sue Nelson. And you can email Sue at snelson@portofpt.com. And then the third, and one that we've talked about quite a bit on this show, is citizen engagement with the Port Commission. And probably a great one for us to finish with. And that's Port Commission meets the second and fourth Wednesday of every month. There's a 1 o'clock meeting on the second Wednesday and a 5:30 meeting on the fourth Wednesday. There's also a workshop in the morning on the second Wednesday, but at the business meetings, they always begin with an opportunity for public comment. And I can tell you, since I work for these three captain commissioners, they all appreciate, enjoy, and want public comment. So whether it's an email, a phone call, a meeting, showing up at the meeting to talk, however you get it, they cherish and value the citizen input that they get. So we're open. We want it. Come see us, participate in meetings. And those are really probably the three categories that are most typical here at the port.
And then, Pam, you've got some goals you might want to wrap up with for this year.
An exciting port goal this year is to continue working with the Quilcene community and developing what they want to see and do at the Quilcene port properties there. Our commission would like to look at our strategic plan that was community developed and do a update of it. And hopefully we can start looking forward to in-person meetings in the newly renovated pavilion building at Point Hudson. But again, I want to thank our citizens for generosity of your time, your knowledge, your expertise in helping make the port a great, great place to work and enjoy and be part of our entire Jefferson County quality of life.
And who are we going to hear from next on our next edition in February?
We are looking forward to having a thorough jetty update for Point Hudson from our port engineer, Matt Plantz.
This has been another edition of Our Working Waterfront with yours truly, Chris Bricker, along with my co-hosts, our Port of Port Townsend Director, Aaron Berg, and Port Commissioner Pam Petronic. I want to thank you both for joining me once again on Our Working Waterfront.
Thank you, Chris.
Our theme music for the show is Lukey's Boat, performed by Mark Hiscock, Patrick Moran, Chris Andrews, and Mike Kinsella. See you next time on Our Working Waterfront.